Welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Train Podcast. Chicka chicka toot toot. I don't know why I did that. Just sounded. I wanted to make a train noise and a DJ noise, so that's why I put together that chicka chicka toot toot. And, when I said it though, it
Got you. I got you.
Edit that out, but don't edit it for real. What up, man? I'm Joseph Ward. He's Patrick Irvin. And this is the Freedom Train Podcast series. Like I said, remember, we're brought to you by PACS Inc. That's PACTSINC.org. Make sure you visit their website at www.PACTSINC.org. That is the website. Make sure you visit it so you can learn more about the organization, all the resources they have, and how you can support the organization, especially the free educational resources that they have. So go ahead and check that out, www.PACTSINC.org. And make sure you visit our Freedom Train website at www.freedomtrainradio.com. That way you can learn more about myself, Patrick, Shelby Davis, Candace, and Enigma Sept Hour, the return of Enigma September is the name of the person, but Enigma Sept Hour is the name of the show that's going to be returning. Yeah, you got it. There you go. But man, www.freedomtrainradio.com. Check us out. We got a lot of good stuff going on, a lot of good stuff coming up. So yeah, support us. Instagram, Freedom Train Network, Facebook, Freedom Train Network, all that. That poster that's on your mother's wall, the half naked dude, that's me. So You know how that go. Well, that's good, man. What's good with you, man? Out here looking like a scene from Belly. What's up?
What if the poster is of Jesus? Is that still you?
Go look at it again.
Oh, okay. Well, I can't.
Nah, that ain't gonna happen. That's me. I'm like this.
Yeah. Choo choo.
Hey. Ain't that right, Will Smith?
We starting early, huh?
Hey, man, I had to get it in. I had to put that in. So I guess that tells what we're talking about today. So the title of this show is Ain't That Right, Will Smith? Hey, so we decided, we've been wanting to talk about it like everybody, but we want to make sure that we gather enough information to give some kind of different perspective or whatever. I don't know how different this shit gonna be, but damn it, we're talking about it from our angle, and we just wanted to allow things to happen, right? And so here we are in April of 2022, and for a lot of people in America, one of the safest Negroes ever is now looked at as a crazy mofo. Within the last 4 or 5 years, we've seen the public fall of Bill Cosby and Will Smith.
Safe Negro number one and safe Negro number two.
First, the Fat Boys break up. Now, every day I wake up, the Cosby in jail, or he was in jail, and Will Smith looking like a fool. So how the hell did we get here? So that's what me and Pat gonna start off with. How did we get here? Then we're gonna talk our shit. Then we're gonna add some perspective to this. But you know, it's a lot. It's too much been happening. Too much been coming out. So, hey, Pat, how did we get here, my brother? How did we get here? What the hell is going on?
So, in the beginning, there was darkness.
Okay, I'm gonna look out like you're doing so I can see.
Okay, in the beginning. There was darkness.
Right.
And
right,
then
I see it.
God said, let there be light.
No, he didn't. Are you lying? You lying.
Okay, What'd he say?
Let there be Jada.
Oh, that's right. That's right. If we're looking at it from her perspective, yeah. So
see, you're looking at it. So you can't look at it biblically. You gotta look at it Jadalistically.
I got you. And that is a word that needs to be coined. But Jada, I got listed, you.
Yeah.
Jada listed.
Hey, if you hear anybody say Jada listed, they stealing my shit. All right, I'm a coin. So
it's like a play on Jada focus, Jada centricism,
yeah,
and fatalistic, and right. I get it, I get it.
Jada esque.
I got right. it.
You could so, be if you're against Jada, you Jada phobic.
Jada phobic. I guess a large portion of America is Jada phobic right now.
Exactly. So are we.
Well, I guess I'm waving that banner too. Yeah. But so you know, we got to get back. All right, so we're going back into the Jada listality of it all.
Right.
So God, in the beginning, God said, "Let there be Jada."
Okay. I'm
and she was.
Okay.
And then Jada said, "God, it's too dark out here. I can't see nothing."
So right.
And God was like, "All right, Jada, my bad. Let there be light." She was like, "God, it's too bright out here. I need somebody to shade me." And so God was like, "All right, let there be Will Smith."
There you go. In West Philadelphia. So he born like, hey, he was, you know how they did on Coming to America, the first one, when Akeem and Simi was at the Globe and they were spinning the Globe just to see where they was going to go and just put the thing on. So even though West Philadelphia wasn't really a physical place at the time of total creation, the idea of West Philadelphia being a place was already in place. So when God said, "Let there be will," and God placed will in West Philadelphia,
preach on it
mentally and metaphorically,
preach
and
on
metaphysically.
It.
So therefore, that the time and year and date when he was actually physically manifested, it was all good. Because it was in the mind of God, you heard me. So that's what's going on. So because Will Smith, if he is hiding under a rock, I don't blame him. Jada Pinkett is she one evil chick, man. Yeah, I said it. Jada Pinkett, one evil chick. How did we get here? How did we get here?
Nobody supposed to be here.
But she had Hunch August Alcina. Her head went low. And his did too. She let August hit her from the back.
From back.
Yeah, hey man, I appreciate it. See, man, we're going on tour, cuz. we here because Jada Pinkett hunched August Alcina. That's why we here. Let's not even try to be philosophical about this shit.
No, well, wait. Let's be honest, all right? We here because Tupac got shot in 96.
Well, no. Well, because what year did Will and Jada get married?
I think it was 99.
Let me Google that.
Yeah, Google that fact. Snapple facts. Snoops.
Let me see. Their wedding. Wedding date.
I don't know. I just threw out a number that sounded good.
97.
Well, see. I was close.
So Tupac died in 96, right? So yeah. So the question is, why did she choose to be with Will Smith instead of being with Tupac if they were so in love? Because my guesstimation is Tupac didn't want her like that.
Yeah, that's what I think. That because you know it's a lot of people running with the narrative that Tupac would have this and Tupac would have that. I don't think Tupac saw Jada like that.
I think Tupac had love for her, and it was something that he might have explored. But the fact that those two, if we go off from what she's saying, Tupac should have been together. There shouldn't have been no room for a Will Smith.
But that's where I'm like, it seemed like narratives are being recreated. And again, it's not even digging into the bullshit. Jada give you all of her information.
Right. But so, we can't get Tupac's story.
Right. So But to me, because we never really heard Tupac talk about Jada a lot like that, not the same way she talks about him. And we know that Tupac was messing around with other females. I think he was like engaged to be married, or he was messing around with some chick long term. Like, so they both had situations going on. I think it was a situation where Jada wanted Tupac, and Tupac didn't want her in the same way. So in her mind, she created this other narrative where he was like a big brother to her, even though she talks about him similar to the way you would talk about a lover, not a sibling.
Right, right, right. And then she end up with Will Smith.
Ain't that right, Will Smith?
Hey, man, that clip is perfect, man. That clip is perfect, man. But that's what I'm thought. It's like that right there is every time I hear about it, I'm like, and I know I'm in the both you and I, we're in the minority on that. A lot of people going to tell us we crazy. Of course, you know, a lot of people, especially women, are emotionally attached to this, even though they don't want to be. They're emotionally attached to it. And automatically, they have this unconscious reaction to certain conversations to defend womanhood that ain't, you know, the fake sisterhood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, but it's like, you know, if you and Tupac were so in love, why the hell you marry Will Smith? Why? Because Tupac died in 96, her and Will got married in 97. So when did her and Will actually start dating? When did her and Will actually start getting together? And what happened between her and Tupac?
Well, it seemed like from reports, from, you know, mostly reports from her, her and Will was probably just fucking around and she ended up pregnant. And then the mama was like, you got to marry him.
I should have told her, mama, sit your motherfucking ass down there. Fuck you talking about? Who the hell is you? What her name? Gambit? Gammy? Gummy? Whatever her name is. Sit your ass down. Who the fuck is you? And if she don't, what you gonna do?
Be mad.
But so is this what's leading to Jada Pinkett saying, to the video that's resurfacing of Jada saying she didn't really want to marry Will, talking about she was crying before the wedding and all that stuff because she didn't really want to marry him?
She was crying, walking down the aisle because she didn't want to get married. She was, even the mom said that she was very disagreeable the whole day. She was being very difficult. And
so
you know,
why go through with it?
Because, you know, we've had shows about not entanglements. What's it called?
Enmeshment. Yeah.
Enmeshment. That might be at play here. But the interesting part is Will knew all of this going in,
and
he was still giddy. Still, right. Like he said, it was right. The greatest day of his life, because since he was 5 years old, or one of the best days of his life, because since he was 5 years old, he always thought about having a family.
Right, but you should want, but okay. You want a family so bad, you are cool with marrying a lady. So you saying he knew she didn't want to marry or she was adverse to it. He knew that.
That's what it came off as.
Okay. So if it's inferring that Will knew this, so Will made the decision to go down the aisle and engage in a marriage and stay and do all that stuff with a woman who really didn't want to be with him. I mean, shit. What we talking about then? Oh.
Bad decisions. But you know, I think for Will, it starts even before Jada. Will has been on his tour lately, airing out his dirty laundry. Not his dirty laundry, but his, you know, emotional state. And been talking about how he's been subject to a lot of emotional damage over the course of his life.
Right.
And how he's always, you know, craving approval from dominant female figures in his life. Jada became one of those women.
Yeah. And that's the problem. You made somebody who was not qualified for that, and you put her in that position. I mean, dominant in what? Attitude?
Personality, I'm guessing. Yeah, attitude, yeah, personality.
My nigga, what are your real world results from your fucking attitude? That's my question for anybody. Anybody with a pulse with an attitude. What's your real world results from your motherfucking attitude?
Well, she could say, I married Will Smith.
That, nah, that's not enough. That's not a result from an attitude. That's a result from manipulation from your mother. That's not an attitude.
So, but I think that's the genesis of really all of this.
Yes, I agree, though. I agree. So good, hey, good observation, Watson.
Watson, the hell did that come from? All right,
I don't know, man. It's your detective work. Well, okay, so a marriage. So that's why this clip is resurfacing of and these articles resurfacing of Jada basically telling the world that she didn't want. But my thing is. Once again, another reason why we're here is Jada can't keep her motherfucking mouth closed.
Yes.
Why are you telling the world that? Why is it the world's business that you didn't want to walk down the aisle with Will Smith? Yes. Why are you deliberately continuing to put information out?
Yes. But for the same reason, I'm gonna be honest. I think Jada is very manipulative. Evil person.
I'm
saying evil because that's really the only word at play, because she is intentionally doing harm to the father of her children and the man that she is married to, the man that she swore before God and her family and everybody, all of the spirits and everybody else, that she would be there for.
Because, I mean, goddamn, we're not asking her to be in fairy tale love with the man. Just respect the man and treat him right.
Right.
Is that too much to ask for?
It is when that animosity and that hatred turns into, or that animosity and that lack of desire to be with somebody turns into hatred and disgust, which is what it has become.
So the question for her ass is, who the fuck made you stay? If you so fucking big, if you so tough, you so big and bad, why'd you stay? Why'd you let your mother make you do it if you so bad?
Well, you know, they don't get to be bad until after the fact.
Oh, my bad. Oh, that's right. My bad. They got to go through life experiences and,
make a whole bunch of bad decisions
and then not even get in fights and stuff, but then be able to whoop everybody's ass.
Right. It ain't about her being bad. In the moment that it happened, it's about her looking back on it and saying, I'm bad now. And gotcha. I would never do that, despite the fact that you're continuing to exist in the state that was caused by that bad decision. But, you know, never mind that.
Ain't that right, Will Smith?
Timing is everything. Hey, man, but all right, So the wedding that wasn't supposed to happen happened. Right. So, and you're saying because basically he got her pregnant and that's Jaden. So Will Smith out here shooting up D-list actresses clubs.
Well, you know, you got to put that in perspective though, Joe. See, she was a DEZ list actress for the world. But for the black community, Jada was a solid, you know, back at that time in the 90s,
See,
Jada was she was on her CB come up.
See, that's why I ask I be asking black people questions on that. All right, so give me Jada's best performance.
I would probably say Low Down Dirty Shame.
And see, most people would say Set It Off.
Nah, well, I could see Set It Off in there, but I just thought I liked her better in Low Down Dirty Shame. Hey,
Jada, the peak of Jada Pinkett's performance. Is when she was in Set It Off and that old man was on top of her, giving her them short stabs. And he was breathing hard and giving her them short stabs. And she didn't really want to be there in her face. She was just crying because she tried to get that money from her brother. That's the peak of her acting career right there.
Well, see, I know if you're talking about, I'm just saying, I liked her better in Low Down Dirty Shame than I did in Set It Off. But I get why people would say Set It Off. I personally didn't care too much for her character and Set It Off. For me, Queen Latifah made Set It Off.
I think all of them did well.
Yeah, they all played their roles. Yeah.
We didn't understand what Kimberly Elise was at the time, because she turned out to be the greatest of the four as far as acting skills and actress and like that. Kimberly Elise is that deal.
Yeah, but her character and Set It Off, for me anyways, wasn't very memorable.
Right, it wasn't. It wasn't. It wasn't. That's what I'm saying. We ain't really know what was going on with her.
So I still, like, when I think about Jada Pinkett at her prime, I think about Low Down Dirty Shame. That's, for me, it's a personal thing. I get most people disagree, but that's what it is. But even with all of that, Set It Off, while a good movie, it's not that movie.
And you'll say Low Down Dirty Shame.
No. I'm saying Set It Off was a good movie. I'm just talking about.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I got you.
Even if you want to say that's the highlight of her career.
Right. It wasn't. Right. But see, that's why I'm saying she's a D-list actress.
But you got to, again, like, so in the Black community in the 90s, you can't name 5 or 10 Black female actresses that was hotter than Jada.
Angela Bassett, Halle Berry. I mean, you're right.
Yeah, because them was the only two I could think of in the 90s. There's a lot of people flew through the 90s. I ain't here now. I'm thinking about them too.
Because a lot of them didn't. A lot of these women really didn't take off until 2000s and 2010s and stuff like that.
Right. So really all you had is Angela Bassett.
Because you had flares. Because Angela Bassett and Halle Berry are the only ones who had stretches. All the rest of them, including Jada, had flares.
Right. They flared up and then they went out. They burned bright and then they started, you know, turned into a black hole in the case of Jada Pinkett.
Because Jada was in, she was in Low Down Dirty Shame. She was in Menace to Society. She was in Love Jones. Mm-hmm. She was in...
Wasn't she in Poetic Justice? No, she wasn't in
She wasn't in that. She was in Woo, even though Woo was hot trash. Yeah, she was in Woo.
She was in BAP.
She wasn't in BAP.
She was in BAP, wasn't she? Who was in BAP?
That was Halle Berry that was in BAP.
Oh, that was Halle Berry. Yeah. That's right. See how I'm getting them fucked up?
Light skin. So, I mean,
either way, her list is not.
And then Set It Off. Oh, yeah, set it off too.
Set It Off, right.
So hold on, let me see Jada Pinkett discography.
I was just gonna look it up too. Jada Pinkett.
Let's see. Movies. Okay, so 90s, she had Nutty Professor, Jason's Lyric, Woo, Scream 2. Some cartoon.
Scream 2 shouldn't even count. She was in there for 5 seconds in the beginning getting murdered.
Yeah. Men's to Society, Different World, Set It Off. Return to Paradise, Low Down Dirty Shame. The Inkwell. She wasn't, but that was before she became Jada, though. The Inkwell.
That was like her second movie.
She
and did what, do Demon Light.
What's up? The Inkwell was what, early 90s?
Yeah, that was with what's your boy name? Oh, the dude, Lorenz Tate.
Now that I think about it, you know what? We should have known what Jada was gonna be, because she turned to that girl in the Inkwell. That's who exactly she is in real life. That girl she was in the Inkwell.
Yeah, then she was in Demon Knight. Actually, you know what? I liked her in Demon Knight. It was a Tales from the Crypt movie. I liked her in Demon Knight. I forgot all about Demon Knight. And the rest of these movies, Welcome to Hollywood, I never saw that. I remember Bamboozled.
She was in Men in Black 3?
She must have had a really tiny role. Yeah, it must have been, because it's uncredited. Yeah.
So she's been in, I would say Nutty Professor probably her biggest.
Yeah, I was just thinking movie. That. All right, well, I guess you could say Ali, maybe?
Yeah, yes. Or either Ali or The Matrix. or Madagascar.
Oh, I forgot about the Matrix.
And she was in Madagascar. I give her a C. I give her a C. I can't give her a D list. I changed that. I give her a C.
Yeah, man. Get my dog credits up.
I forgot about
Ain't that right, Will Smith?
So I forgot about some of the movies that she was in. So now one of the part she ain't getting past the C because her acting skills ain't that good. But
no, I mean I'm not gonna argue with you on that. I just told you my best memory of her was from A Low Down Dirty Shame, and that movie is not well known for its acting.
Right.
And I love Low Down Dirty Shame. Now, you know, I ain't taking nothing away from the Wayans brothers. Like, I love that movie, but it's just funny.
Yeah, she was in that series Hawthorne.
I did like her in Demon Knight, but you know, all right. So, anyways, that's her list.
Yeah, I forgot what the fuck we were talking about before we went down there. But anywho, it's all led to Jada Pinkett having sex with her son's friend August Alsina when he was supposed to be sick. So let me get this straight. So August Alsina was sick, and whatever he was going through, maybe I think somebody said addiction or something. Allegedly, I don't know. So allegedly, whatever he was going through, so August Alsina said, "Hey, I need help. Let me go to Jada Pinkett for her to help me." So here we are.
He said, "I need help. Let me move in with y'all." I don't even know if he said "let me." They might have just, you know, she might have been on her red table talk shit and was just like, "You know what? I'm a therapist. I can help you.
I am a bad decision."
So he moved in, and in the process of her mentoring his mind, she also decided that she needed to realign his chakras.
I'm gonna tell you what happened. He was I seen this in the movie one time. So he was in there one day because when he came in there, you know, it was coughing and stuff, COVID coughing and shit too. So he was coughing and stuff.
COVID coughing in 2016.
It was the same type of cough though.
You know? Oh, I got you.
Yeah, smoker's cough too.
I got you.
Yeah. So at first, she was just looking at him. He kind of cute, just like that. And then, as he got better, she fucked around the scene with his shirt off one time and was like, "Damn, well, me and Will ain't fucking. Nah, I can't do that." Even though she liked his nipples, she was like, "I like his nipples, but nah, I can't do that. I love my. Nah, I don't love Will, but I'm not a cheater." Well, we do have an open relationship, but that's my son's friend, so I can't do that. And then one day, she saw him naked. She saw him with a towel on again, and then she was like, "Fuck it." So she caught him in the room, closed the door, snatched his towel off, and jumped on his ass and started scratching him up, scratching his ass, scratching him. And then she bit his ass on the back of the neck, you know, like a lion, a male lion to a female lion. So she bit his ass on the back of the neck, and what August didn't know is she keeps straps around the house. And so she quickly put a strap on while she had to hold the back of his neck like that. And she put a strap on and she took his manhood. She just took that shit. And then he flipped her over, elbowed her in the throat like this. She said, started choking like that. And then, you know how Thanos ripped the gemstone out of Vision, out of middle of his head? She had no stone. But he grabbed the skin like that and just started pulling it and just started pulling it and just started pulling it and snapped back. And then next thing you know, she threw it right. Psh, he threw it left. And it was like a boxing match that was punching and kicking. Bam. Pow. Boom. Heck. Pew, pew. All that going on, right? And then next thing you know, his thing was inside of her.
All right, it was an accident.
Yeah, because it really started off as a confrontation, because it was like Crips and Bloods. Mm-hmm. But then it's kind of like,
you know what happened? It's like, you know, you got like cheddar cheese popcorn, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got like the caramel popcorn, right? Mm-hmm. And then separately, you like cheddar cheese popcorn, the caramel popcorn. They should beef. They shouldn't be together. But then you foot around and put them in the same bag and you shake them up and you eat them together. Like, well, damn, this shit kind of right. That's what happened. And the shaking up was them having sex.
So I think what happened is
fuck everything I just said, huh?
Yeah, yeah. So that was interesting. But so what I think happened was I think she knew that she needed coverage. Because you know, she said, Will, you know, he had sex with her like a little bitch, like a little girl.
And he'd be throwing up after they had sex.
Right. You know, and he'd be complaining about the smell and stuff. I mean, that ain't right. Anyways, so what happened was, right, this is what happened. She was like, well, I can't tell Will that I just had sex with this little boy and that I want to do it again. So
right.
I'm going to ask my son and I'm going to give him a pass to do something crazy that he want to do, like wear a dress in a commercial or something like that. If he give me permission to sleep with his friend, and then I'm going to just tell everybody, you know, that Will gave me permission, because technically that's his son. They share the same DNA. You feel me? So I think that's what happened.
So I don't believe your story.
Why not?
Because I don't believe Jada asking anybody for permission about anything. I believe she went up to her son with a pair of scissors to his throat and said, I'm fucking your homeboy. Shut up, bitch.
I believe that. You know what I'm saying? See? I believe that. Yeah, that makes sense.
And then she said, well, I'll let you go to your homeboy wedding in an all-white Batman suit if you just shut the fuck up for right now. That's what happened.
All
right. Ain't that right, Will Smith?
And let this be a lesson to all of you. Keep your business to yourself.
Hey, man. Hey, you invited us in. Here we are. Yes. Yes, we have opinions. Yes, we do.
Hey, but remember now, she don't care what nobody think about that bald head of hers.
Look at mine. I shaved mine in the morning. Look at it.
Yo, you need to remind people every time they make jokes about you that you got androgynous alopecia.
You got to slap motherfuckers. If next person put my name in their mouth, Pat gonna slap y'all ass.
Well, now you gotta get your girl, you gotta get a girlfriend, bro.
Man, fuck.
Yeah, it's gotta be your significant others.
Oh, hey, who like me?
That's how we gonna start it.
Yeah, who like, hey, if
who
you
like me?
If you wanted some good sex and to go around slapping people, holler at me.
Well, you know, I was thinking about it too, like, because when I was growing up, like, I still got pictures. My edge was like right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, this was my forehead.
The edge, like you was a newborn baby.
Yeah, like all of this was hair. And now don't none of this grow in. So, you know, I got a little bit of alopecia too, but because of my alopecia, I now have a forehead. So thank you, alopecia.
Hey, see, you those are your superpowers. Those was your X-Men hair. And something happened and your X-Men hair fell out. So you can't do your superpowers no more.
You know what? You about right, because I can't hardly run nowadays. And I used to be, it's like Samson, hey, right? Man. My fucking edge hair. Hey, man. Fell out and I lost all my strength.
When I had an edge, I could hold an erection for 10 hours. Not no more. All right. So Jada hunched August Alsina in their house, which is fucking disrespectful. I would have slapped the taste out that man's mouth if I was Will, but anywho, Jada put the taste in his mouth and he put the taste in Jada's mouth as well. So they hunched inside the house, and then a couple years later, punk ass August Alsina decide he want to write a song about it because this dumbass motherfucker done fell in love with Jada.
Clout chasing. I don't even know that he was really in love with her. I think he was just clout chasing.
And so, because of that, Jada and Will decided they need to talk about it on the red table. Instead of ignoring it,
No. Jada decided they needed to talk about it.
Damn, I keep making mistakes.
Yeah, Jada decided they needed to talk about it. Will, I'm sure, was against it because by this point, we've all seen a clip of Jada turning on the camera on the live and putting it on Will, and Will saying, "Don't record me," and Jada saying, "Bitch," and continuing to record.
She said, "Don't record this pussy, bitch. You better shut up and take this recording, just like last time. Shut up and take this recording."
Right. So, but that's the interesting thing here. Like, at every turn, we see Will reorienting himself to fit up with what Jada has said. Like, the whole open relationship. If they had just came out with that shit right off the bat, people would have just been like, I mean, that's still your son's best friend, but that's what y'all do.
Yeah, nobody would have cared.
But you know, you can see from Will's reaction to it.
We wouldn't be here if it was a true open relationship.
But Jada was like, no, I don't do traditional marriages. So our relationship got to be open. And I'm sure Will put up some resistance. He was probably like, well, you know, I don't like stuff like that. That's not how I get down. And she was like, look, bitch.
First of all, motherfucker, how you know you don't do traditional marriages? Motherfucker, you been in one?
That's where you look at a mama and you be like, all right, so...
So what the fuck was you doing? Just out here just riding the CC?
Right. So you forced your daughter to get married into a traditional marriage with a man who had just come out of a traditional marriage. Did you have any idea that she wasn't into traditional marriages?
The Gambit, like, man, fuck that. That's what I want.
Are you calling this lady Gambit?
I ain't gonna be Gambit for this show. What's her name, Gammy?
Like the goddamn X-Men.
Gambit.
I don't know what her name is, but I'm believing that it's not Gambit.
I'm gonna switch between Gammy and Gambit. It's one of them two, I think. I don't know, but Jada Pinkett.
You better respect your elders. We talking shit about Jada and Will, not.
I don't know what her name is. She had Jada.
The lady that had Jada. There you go.
So that R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Because we can't respect her either. She's sitting at the red table looking at her daughter berate her husband in front of her granddaughter. We can't respect her either.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. When you think about it like that, that's kind of crazy.
No, Willow Smith, if it's true, if the letter is true. Damn, I didn't hit my damn camera.
Oh, I was shaking my head back and forth.
No, but if the letter is true, that's flowing through the internet. If that's true, then Willow Smith wrote a letter to Tupac talking about come back into my mommy's life so me and my mommy can be happy. What type of witchery have you done to your child that your child is wishing that some dude that you was never really in a real relationship with was still in your life because she want him to be in your life so y'all can be happy even though her daddy in the same house?
Well, I mean, but let's keep this all in perspective. Willow doesn't seem to have too much of a problem sitting at that same table listening to her daddy be made fun of and talked down on by her mom.
But you got to remember, that's Jada's creation. Jada created that.
And so why does Willow have alopecia too? Because she bald-headed too.
I think she's under Jada's spell. I mean, she's gonna be the next to spawn out and try to take over the world,
bro. Willow could be the sweetest girl in the world. I don't know, but
I doubt it. Pinkett, her mom.
But that's what I'm getting to. Like, you really don't know. She could be an amazing human being. I ain't taking that away from her. But boy, oh boy, you got a lot of shit to ignore if you want to date Willow.
But see, the thing is, and I hear what you're saying, but I would ask amazing in what way? Because a lot of times people would confuse talent with the quality of the person. So if a person is ultra talented or you like the things that they've been in, you will ignore the fuck shit that they do. And you would base the quality of the person based off the quality of their talent, not the actual person.
Well, I'm saying from the standpoint of, and I'm going to be honest, it's my opinion. No, nobody got to agree with it, but it's my opinion. I don't think either one of the kids are that talented.
I mean, neither. I don't think they're the Smith kids.
Right, but see, if I'm Will Smith, I'm like, yo, I can dance, I can rap, I can act, and I can carry a tune good enough to harmonize in the movie on Broadway. Why the hell are my kids totally talentless?
Because Jada Pinkett, they mama. We're not going to get away from the crux of this, though. Like, evil people... Evil people create all types of stuff. Like it's if something good comes from something evil, it's amazing. Like I'm saying for a woman, because now I know that she didn't want to marry him, and it's 1997, it's 2022, you're still in the marriage. And it's like every chance she gets, she's taking the shit on the floor and rubbing his face in it and then showing the world, see, I just rubbed his face in this shit again. Like every chance she gets.
Yeah, Chris Rock is doing a better job defending Will Smith.
Right.
Than his own wife.
Right, right. So let's fast forward. They got a fucked up relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Jada Pinkett goes, the red table talk happens after the August Alsina thing. Jada Pinkett tells the world their business. Will Smith forces her to force her to admit that she was cheating. She said that was an entanglement. Then after that episode, she just kept telling more and more and more and more stuff. Then we get to the point to where Will Smith is telling on himself. He'd have put out a book. Now we know he throw up after he have sex and he all insecure. He want to be Tupac and all this shit here. So Will Smith has been getting drugged. Will Smith and Jada Pinkett, the whole family, have been getting drugged in the media, social media, for the last 2-3 years. Ever since the Red Table Talk came out, they've been getting drugged. So all of that has been building up. So we come to the 2022 Oscars, and Chris Rock is hosting. Now, flashback to 2016. For some people believe this has something to do with it, so that's what we'll talk about. Flashback to 2016 Oscars. From my understanding, Jada Pinkett was leading a boycott because Will Smith wasn't nominated for Concussion or something like that.
Yeah, and now I don't know if it's true or not, but I have heard that Will Smith didn't even know that Jada was doing that.
I don't know, but we know she was leading a boycott.
Leading a boycott of the right. award shows.
So a lot of people try to make it seem like this was a something that Black America and the consciousness of Black people and the pro-Black people had put together to fight against the system. Some people try to spin it that way, which is bullshit, because that means it's 2022 and your ass is still going back to the Oscars. You ain't smart enough to start your own shit. You weren't smart enough to start your own shit in 2016. So I digress from the Black Power angle, because if it's about Black Power, y'all ass don't know what the fuck Black Power is, because y'all still depending on white people to recognize y'all.
That wasn't a Black Power movement. That was a bougie Black people movement.
Right, right, right. But anywho, so Chris Rock made a joke in 2016, basically saying Jada Pinkett being invited to the Oscars is like him being invited to Rihanna's panties. It didn't happen, right? So, which was a great joke.
That was a great joke.
Great joke. So fast forward to 2022, Chris Rock is presenting an award, by the way, that Questlove won. Shout out to Questlove. Congratulations, my brother. So he's a comedian. He's going around the room doing jokes. He joked on a couple before he gets to the Smiths. Gets to the Smiths and said, Jada Pinkett, love you. See you in the new G.I. Jane. And Will Smith laughs. Jada Pinkett gives him a look. After that, Will Smith saunters up to the stage. Slaps. He didn't slap the shit out of Chris Rock. because it was a bitch ass slap. He slapped Chris Rock, turned his back on and walked to the seats, then yelled, "Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth twice." And then just from there. So now we got the fallout from that. Now we are here, and this is another great divide in the black community. You got some black people saying Will Smith is the greatest hero because he protects black women. Then you got some people saying fuck Jada Pinkett, she ain't shit because it's all her fault. She should have protected her man. And you know how black people, we black people argue about anything, whether it's called cornrows or braids, we're gonna argue about that shit. So
yeah, but the argument has lost a bit of steam.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Since yeah. You know, Jada. Being Jada, she just can't help but to stab got her it. Husband every opportunity she get. She put out her statement saying Will Smith overreacted. He know he overreacted. I'm not the type of woman that needs to be protected.
Ain't that right, Will Smith?
Yay. Hey. Yeah, so a lot of the people who were on that angle have backed off of it because they like, damn, I can't even defend that because she's saying I'm not a woman who needs protecting. Well, fuck you, what are you, a fucking ninja? And do you believe the shit that you did in the movies?
I'm not even mad at, because I'll be honest, that's one of the few things Jada has said in the last decade or two that I've actually appreciated her for saying it, because in the context of that environment, she's right. She didn't need to be protected. And I loved her taking that defense off the table for all the people that was trying to use it to defend the indefensible. For everybody that wanted to die on that hill, she took that argument off the table.
Even though there's still some people who are trying to
it's what it's gonna be. It could be a lady outside with a sign that says "I have AIDS" pointed right at her coochie, leaking blood, and it's still gonna be some dude that's gonna pull his dick out and stick it in there raw.
Yeah, she ain't got no AIDS for real. Yeah, but man. So yeah, Jada Pinkett putting out that statement saying I didn't need protecting by Will, but that was my question from the beginning when people were saying Will Smith was protecting his wife. My question was, what was he protecting her from?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you try to say physical harm, there was no physical harm. If you try to say her feelings, it was a joke. And from my
honor,
from my understanding, she put a video out a couple days before that making jokes about her bald head herself, saying she don't care about it, saying it don't hurt her feelings.
Well, I mean, it look, let's be honest about this. It's the Oscars. Everybody there got money. If Jada was really worried about her bald head, she could have got a wig.
She could have. Well, that from the episode that we did with on that was on PC show in the Sweeney, the brother, yeah. Sweeney. And Sweeney is a barber. He was breaking down her alopecia. He was saying basically she doesn't have I thought originally that her alopecia, and I could be wrong. So if we wrong in the comments, correct this, but the alopecia was all over her head. That's what I was thinking. But it's like it's a slither.
It's a little line that goes around.
Right. So she can still grow hair.
She can.
So she could grow more hair than I can.
Well, I mean, but you can see because her head ain't ski ball shaved all the time,
right?
And you can see where the hair is growing,
but she can grow a high top fade
everywhere.
She can grow a high top fade if she wants to,
but
and
Jada,
it can cover that up.
But it's been plenty of comedians making this point. Jada has always had a low cut and been damn near bald headed,
right?
Always,
right?
That's her look,
right? Jada is the Jada Pinkett Halle Berry short TLC look. Yes. So their overreaction wasn't, in my opinion, wasn't Will defending her honor. It was Will trying to impress her.
Well, I mean, there's two ways to look at that. One way was Will was trying to impress her. He was trying to gain her approval. Like, you know, he's already mentioned that he does things to gain her approval. Like when he spent 3 years planning her 40th birthday party, and he said, out of his own mouth, that he was looking at her like a son looking at his mother, waiting for her to give him approval. So, you know, and we know that he also said that when she did not give her approval of the 3 years of effort he had put into her 40th birthday, that was the lowest moment in his life. That was the worst, even worse than when he found out that his wife cheated on him with his son's friend. It was worse than that for her to not give him her approval for the 3 years of work he put into her 40th birthday party. So it's, you can either look at it as saying he was trying to impress her and gain her approval, or you can look at it and say he had an emotional outburst and Chris Rock was something that he could put all his aggression into because he couldn't slap her.
I think it was both. Because I don't want to say this because I'm not saying Tupac would have slapped her, but in the context of how it's being used, the idea is for Tupac would have checked her.
Which is kind of funny when you think about it. Because one, even if Tupac had been alive and made it to the Oscars and was in that position, because we know Tupac was kind of at the forefront of that rapper turned actor trend. The belief that Tupac, I think it's a lot of people believe Tupac as the songwriter, the rapper.
Yeah, because I'm about to say something to support
and,
that.
And
so
not
go
Tupac
ahead.
As the actual person.
Right. Right, slash, right, you know what right. I'm saying? If you look at it, because there are videos who you know in the manosphere, they show the blue pill versus the red pill, Tupac. So even in the early days when her and Tupac, I guess when this stuff was budding and building in the foundations of it, that was a whole totally different Tupac than what most of America or Black people fell in love with. Black people didn't fall in love with the digital underground Tupacalypse Now Tupac. They fell in love with the Death Row Tupac.
Mm-hmm. They fell in love with the bad boy image. They don't care about the poetry writer, the screenplay writer. They don't care about the creative genius of Tupac.
So, right.
They care about the image.
Now, we know there was a switch in Tupac, but the question is, what caused that switch?
Right. And see, my thing is, I think if he would have got away from Death Row, we would have saw the return of a more digital underground type Tupac. The return of a more creative poetry type Tupac.
Yeah.
Right. We would have saw a return of that guy. But, you know, the question is still making the assumption that Tupac wouldn't have just laughed at the joke and been like, that shit funny.
Right. Right. Because, I mean, we got people have to remember that Will Smith is coming this emotionally fucked up.
Right.
And he's going to continue to be emotionally fucked up as long as he's connected to Jada Pinkett.
And he's going to be forever connected to her.
Well, in the marriage, as long as he's in a relationship with her, romantic side type relationship of marriage, anytime, as long as he's in that with her, he's going to be an emotional wreck because I believe she doesn't want to see him happy. And I believe she's working to see his, like, I believe like all this stuff that is happening. So reportedly he's losing or a lot of the projects and stuff that he had coming up is on hold and people are backing off of him. He's losing a lot of sponsors and a lot of stuff that's supposed to happen. So I believe she's sitting somewhere laughing.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. And we talked about this a week or so ago now, I think it was. I think I think Will Smith needs to be on suicide watch.
He does.
Somebody needs to be checking in on that dude.
He does. I mean, cause stuff just keep coming out.
Right, and he don't have the emotional support that he need. The Oscars was a clear showing of that.
Yeah.
But then, like, now he's put an even bigger target on his back, a target that we are, you know, just like everybody else, throwing shots at. But. The internet is ruthless. I mean, I sent you that video, the one video where the time out, a message from all of Jada's boyfriends. That shit was recorded four months ago.
Yeah. Before this. Yeah.
And this was based off the Red Table Talk stuff.
Right. Like now with the Oscar shit, especially with him laughing first. And then, but one other thing that, you know, we could talk about here, and I've been saying it and I'm going to keep saying it. In this scenario, black men are not being permitted to be human beings.
Nah. Period. Come on. What? Black men being human? What?
Period.
Man, we're nothing but money, ATMs, penises, and weapons. That's it.
Will Smith was a weapon and an attack dog that was, you know, set in motion. And I'm not giving Will Smith any passes. He's a grown-ass man. He made the decision. He
did some simp-ass shit.
Yeah. I'm just saying that everybody knows that an abused mind, a destroyed mind, a confused and battered and broken mind can be manipulated into doing things that's not beneficial for the mind itself. Will Smith is broken. That part's not even a secret. That might be the one thing that everybody, regardless of what end of the spectrum they on, seems to agree on. What? Will Smith is broken.
He's been a broken man. He came into that marriage a broken man.
And he did not marry somebody willing to put him together.
But I just don't understand, if you didn't want to marry him, why marry him? Okay, it was pressure, but why stay in it this long?
I can't even begin to speculate from a woman's perspective. That's one of the things where we do need a woman to come in, because everything I would give would be from my perspective as a man as to why she would stay. And that's something where I would really like to hear more women talk about. Why, like, I have my theories and my ideas, but I would really like to hear a woman talk about why another woman would stay in this particular relationship.
Because my specific question would be, why stay with a man that you clearly don't respect, because you continuously throw him up under the bus in public? So you clearly don't love him and respect him like that. So why this man? But my answer to that is because career-wise, Will Smith is the best thing that ever happened to her.
Oh, absolutely. Look, Jada would not be Jada if it weren't for her marriage to Will Smith.
Jada Pinkett would be, if Jada Pinkett wasn't married to Will Smith, she would be on the show with Vivica Fox and the rest of them, and Lisa Ray now. She would be them.
I can't even give her Vivica Fox status.
Well, yeah, well, I'm not giving her Vivica Fox status as an actress like that, but I'm saying she'd be like the stuff that they be doing, these little B and C class movies and those offbeat TV shows. She'd have been on them.
I think she'd be what Stacey Dash is. But then, don't ask me where that is, because I don't know.
That's a good point too.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, but okay. So Lisa Ray them on the fourth floor, Stacey on the third floor. All right.
Yeah, like I ain't saying Stacey hurting. I'm sure Stacey's taken care of. But who is Stacey Dash again? Exactly. Like, if you weren't born in a certain era, you don't know who Stacey Dash is.
Hey man, Stacey Dash, look, man, the way y'all be drooling over these bad video chicks, these bad rapper chicks, that's how we was looking at Stacey Dash. Stacey Dash was a...
Right. Man, it was a period.
Her and Lark Voorhees.
All right. Y'all fuck around with the... Yeah. We not talking about the Fox News Stacey Dash.
Without... And we ain't talking about chicks with butt shots, too. And BBLs and lashes. We talking about real shit.
Nah, Stacey Dash was just a really... She was a pretty woman. Like, yeah.
She was fine as hell. But it's like... But Will Smith... Will Smith was a superstar when he got with Jada, when him and Jada married.
Absolutely.
Fresh Prince and all that stuff. Jada was trying to do her thing. I take that back. She was doing her thing. She was doing more than trying.
She was doing her thing.
She married somebody who had more money, more power, more popularity, and respect than her. Which normally happens, but doesn't normally happen.
Hypergamy at work.
Right. But hypergamy doesn't necessarily happen to somebody who wants to be in the dominant position.
Yeah.
That's the confusing part.
Well, in that, I think she got the best of both worlds. She got to be in a hypergamous relationship, and she got to be the dominant person in that relationship. Like, she found what I think a lot of women are looking for. A dude that's much better than them, that upgrades their status socially on so many levels that they can still dominate and have control over.
She like, she don't do passive aggressive, huh? She either gonna be passive or she gonna be aggressive. She don't do that passive aggressive shit. But also
Jada
like
don't mix nothing.
A larger thing I think it has we have to look at is just how like Will and Jada's relationship didn't do nothing but shine a light on the dynamic that's going on in the black community with black men and black women, how we're failing to relate to each other, selfishness, absolutely, insecurities, evil streaks, all this bullshit. And you know, a lot of people like to say in the black community there was a gender war, or a gender war is still going on, whatever the fuck you want to call it, motherfucker, we losing. Yeah, it's not working for us as a collective. And I know you have a lot of, you have a number of people who champion the idea of, I don't need a man. Then you got men who champion the idea of, I ain't gonna never get married. I mean, hey man, name me one civilization where the family structure was able to break down and the civilization still was able to thrive.
This is
put it in the comments.
Put it in the comments. We pause the video.
Yeah, put it in the comments. Prove me wrong. Put it in the comments. I'm just saying for us, I use this analogy. It's like, imagine. So the black community is the black community as a whole is the car. Black women are the two tires on the left side. The black men are the two tires on the right side. So we got this car. And in order for this car to move forward, we need all four tires. In order for this car to effectively move forward, effectively, like we want it to, not move a couple inches or move some and break down and stop, but continuous effective moving forward, we need all four tires. Correct?
Yes, in theory.
Effectively, because you can move, but if you're talking about effectively.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm just thinking about some of the people out there that would be like, well, define effective.
Motherfucker. So. Shut up. Yeah. No, you ain't stopping. No impediments. Right. So only concentrating on one, because I feel like we're only concentrating on black women. I feel like we're putting black women on the pedestal. And we're only concentrating on the empowerment and the uplifting of black women. And so. Only inflating and taking care of the tires on the left side of the car and leaving the tires on the right side of the car flat and all dingy and fucked up. Where are we going? And how long is it going to take us to get there?
I think, you know, that's like I said, like it's a good analogy. Because on the one end, and I agree with the analogy, because I would even put it a different way. Right now, we got four flat tires. The black black men ain't right where we need to be. Black women ain't where they need to be. The problem is, as a society, as a social structure,
we looking at the left.
Right. We hook and
we're trying
and
to work on the left.
I would even go so far as to say we've hooked air up to the tires on the left, and we just keep pumping air into them.
Because
that's
the right,
all of the pandering.
Because the right side is supposed to inflate itself.
Right. That's exactly the logic. Like the right side got self-sealing tires. You know what I'm saying? The men will take care of themselves. We just got to uplift the women. But ain't nobody thinking about pressure gauges or nothing. They're just constantly pumping air into these tires on the left. And not only is it throwing the whole car off balance, but it's causing the tires on the left to blow out.
Yep.
The perspective of a lot of these people, I mean, we're not gonna get into it, but this idea that every woman is a 10 and every woman is a perfect and every woman deserves this and every woman deserves that, and the job of every man is to find a woman that he can make a queen. The fuck?
Well, first of all, let's put this queen stuff to bed. First of all, black people are not the only people. Groups of people in the world, cultures, races, people to have kings and queens. But to me, well, it's not just to me. Anybody who's smart, black people saying that is a basic black people saying, excuse me, hey, everybody, we just learning our history. We have no idea about our history. Because other people looking at y'all like, motherfuckers, y'all didn't know y'all had kings and queens? Yeah, the whole fucking continent, all that history.
And you think all that history, that big ass continent, one king or queen on that whole continent, right? And then so also the idea of, well, you're not black or you're not living up to the pro black thing if you're not treating people like kings and queens. Well, like any society, just like every, so that's the same thing as saying every American is the president. So 400 years, 2000 years from now, somebody gonna say every American was the president. No, no, everybody wasn't kings and queens. You had full societies, full civilizations with all types of people. So guess what? That means everybody don't get the king and queen treatment. And if you want the king and queen treatment, you might wanna either A, be actually royal, or B, carry yourself in a royal way. Now, let's don't get it fucked up what it means to be royal, because there's another R word that comes with royalty, and you motherfuckers don't like that word. And yeah, that's responsibility.
Yeah. 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 Kings and queens had a lot of responsibility, and they were accountable to their entire nation.
You were responsible for the livelihood of all the people in your kingdom. You didn't just sit around and do nothing. Don't let Disney get you fucked up. Y'all better pick up a book and read.
Hey, man. I've been like, look, all right, so you're a king now. You're a queen now. Cool. What
okay,
what have you done to improve right, your kingdom / queendom?
Where is your kingdom or queendom?
I mean, and if you're talking about your house, what have you done to improve your house and the community around your house? What have you done to improve your larger community as a whole, the community that your kids interact with, the community that you interact with?
So if I was homeless and I had what I call the house, a structure that I call the house, could I still also be a king?
By the logic of some of these people, every man's home is his castle, right? So if every house is a castle, then, you know, like, but to me, that goes back into this idea that the value of a person can be measured by what you can see.
Yes. Yes. But that's exactly what it comes down to in a culture, a society that tells you not to judge a book by its cover. But guess what motherfuckers is doing?
Oh, yeah.
Judging the books by their cover. Like, you have no ideas. A lot of times, you have no idea who you're talking to. You have no idea who's in the room with you. No idea who's around you. Like, I'm watching a program on, I don't know what channel was on YouTube, but they were showing, like, these lottery winners, these people, what happened to people when they win the lottery. They showed the good and the bad. So you got this one couple in like Nebraska or whatever, wherever they are. Yeah, in Nebraska. Like, they won $63 million. At the time of the taping, they were still currently worth $60 million, and they earned $500,000 off of the interest off of that they can use, $500,000 a year. But it's like, if you don't go to that house, and you just, if the only time you see these people is in public and you never go to their house, you have no idea that these people are worth $60 million. Dude, drive a Dodge Challenger. Dope boys drive that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? College students drive that. People come out the military drive that. So that don't mean you got money because you drive that. Like, not $60 million money, maybe like dope boy money, but not 60. That's two different type of money.
You ain't got to have a lot of money to drive a Dodge.
Right. You just need a good credit score, you know.
Yeah.
So dude drive down their houses, motherfucker. You go to the house, you're like, oh yeah, somebody, it's $1 million around here somewhere. I don't know about 60, but the dude look like, you know how like Brett Favre look?
Yeah.
Brett Favre don't look like he we know he got money, but he don't look like he got money. Brett Favre look like he ready to go cut down trees. That's how this dude look. But it's like, the idea of in our community is, first of all, money is white. Anything that reminds you of being white, that's what rich is. and you have to spend all of your money, and money gives you, and our money is what makes us, and because we judge in our community, we judge success by the amount of money and fame a person gets, not by the contributions.
Yeah. Which I mean, yeah, I mean, I was gonna say something, but then I was like, well, we kind of off, so I'm just, but yeah. And that's probably the most damaging thing about all of this, is that we know that resources are associated to proximity to whiteness, and Will just pushed himself out of that circle.
Well, we wasn't really off, because think about it. Think about what I just said. Think about the thought you was going to have. And then think about the fact that a black man slapped a man on TV and didn't get arrested. Now, we know because he slapped another black man why he didn't get arrested. And of course, we know that Chris Rock didn't press charges, but the police are still supposed to come arrest him regardless of whether Chris Rock wanted to press charges.
Yeah, he still should have been escorted out of the building.
Right.
At the very least.
And we know why that didn't happen, but we do know that classism played a part in that, and the money and the prestige and the image is what saved Will that night. It didn't save him in the long run, because now it comes out that he has a 10-year ban from the Academy.
Yeah, and that's after he resigned.
Right. And so I saw some dude on Facebook talking about he thought the punishment was too harsh, because I guess he was looking at everything. He was looking at Will resigning, the 10-year ban, and all the projects and stuff that's being put on hold, plus the continuous humiliation from Jada. He was like, this is too much. I'm like, yeah, it is too much, but that's why you got to control your fucking emotions. Yep. As men, as a 50-year-old man, you should be well aware of the consequences of your actions.
Men don't have the luxury of being emotionally out of control.
Right.
And I honestly, like, you think about it, this man assaulted somebody on national TV and is not in jail.
Right.
Is not facing no fines where he has to pay money. Yes, he's losing future money. He's losing clout and status, but he's keeping all the money he has.
No charges, no community service.
No charge, no nothing. Like, so, yeah, the punishment is stiff. I'm not saying the punishment ain't stiff, but I'm saying compared to what it could have been, this is light.
Yeah. You know how many people got locked up for defending themselves and fighting and stuff?
But that's another thing, because you think about, like, the way Tiffany Haddish responded, which at this point we know Jada did not take care of Will that night. But in any case,
she probably looked at him like,
right.
You embarrassed me.
More disgust.
I didn't tell you to go up there. I just looked at you disgustingly.
Which is probably how she look at him every day. But in any case,
she said that too.
Used to it by now.
I look at your ass like that every day when you're naked.
But the thing is, right? That goes back to what we were talking about earlier about how black men in particular, but black men, because we're black men, are not allowed to be full human beings. Chris Rock is being called the punk by certain people for not responding the way he
niggas.
Is.
He's being called a punk by niggas. Let's just call it what it is.
Well,
niggas.
He's also being called out by a large block of women for attacking her and Will Smith
niggas.
All the way up into the statements. Was all the way up until the statement that Jada put out, and maybe even still after that, was being, you know, champion. So the way it looks, Jada is the only human person with human emotions allowed to feel the wild range of experiences.
Yeah.
Chris Rock should have watched his mouth, and Will Smith did what he
controlled
was
himself.
To do.
Right. But hey, man, because according to a whole lot of people, everything that Jada has done to lead up to this point doesn't matter, because what only matters is what Chris Rock has done. The joke that he said in 2016, then that is not according to Jada, but this according to the people. So All of this, this is not because the Red Table Talk or having sex with August Alsina or not wanting to marry Will or none of that bullshit. This is because Chris Rock told two jokes. Yeah. Two jokes in 6 years, by the way. Full context. Two jokes in 6 years. And it's Chris Rock's fault and it's Will's fault because Will should have did it, but he also should have controlled himself because now we know Jada don't need protecting. So, fuck Chris Rock's humanity according to the people, and fuck Will Smith's humanity according to the people. Because Jada Pinkett, she's a black woman. And remember, the experiences of black women, the things that black women have been through, have given them full immunity from anything realistically in life that they should be accountable for. So black women can do all type of ill stuff to anybody else and speak ill of other people, but nobody can say anything about black women or do anything to black women because black women have immunity because of slavery. And black women was only in slavery by themselves. There was never a black man ever in the history of the world to ever be enslaved.
And the other truth that has to be admitted here is that black men are expendable.
Regardless. Yeah.
Of the reason. Like if a black, like you should put your hands on another man if he says something
to hurt your wife's feelings,
upsets your lady.
Yeah.
For a lot of dudes, they're gonna look at this and say you got damn right. And a lot of women are. I sent you the picture of the text exchange where the lady cut the dude off. Because he said he wouldn't fight a dude for roasting her in public. Oh, well, you soft. So hey, I'm gonna be hard.
I tell her, oh, I'm soft. Whoop my better yet. I got this hood chick I want you to fight. Show me how hard you are. Since I'm soft, I'm gonna test your gangster too.
Right, like so I gotta put my life on the line.
Yeah,
because you sensitive. Now, if a dude is physically assaulting or physically in your space, that's different. That's the physicality has been introduced. But if all he doing is talking shit, especially in today's day and age, where you, like you just said, you don't know who people are, you don't know what sort of mental state they in, and you don't know what they got in their pockets, in the front of their pants, the back of their pants, or the trunk of their car.
Matter of fact, I don't even know if she started it.
Right.
Any woman I date and any chick out there who call yourself liking me, look, if you started, your ass better be able to fight and finish it.
Bruh. I'm not.
I ain't. I'm so serious about that shit. You I'm started
doing it.
I would leave you.
Cause I'm a low stress, low drama individual.
I don't give a fuck about your feelings like that.
If you bringing that shit into my life, I'm gonna leave you and all that shit wherever it came in at. And that's just gonna be what it is. So, but more like I said, more importantly, what if somebody, and I know we playing the what if game right now, but let's go ahead and play it since everybody plays it.
All right.
What if somebody sees, or what if Will Smith had a did that? One of Chris Rock's super fans saw him that night partying and shot him in the middle of the forehead.
Well, you know Tony Rock said it's on site, and a lot of other Rock brothers said it's on site. They want to whoop Will Smith's ass.
And they got every right to, because Will Smith took it there. He made it physical.
If it was me, it would definitely be on site with Will. Like, Will couldn't get, like, I wouldn't have done anything different than what Chris Rock did that night. I probably would have had some more jokes or something. But
oh, I would have had some jokes, but I wouldn't have put my hands on Will.
I wouldn't have risked my money on TV like that. But definitely, it's on site after that.
Yeah, I mean, like, when you make it physical, and that's just man code, right? When you make it physical, the only way to resolve the situation per man code,
we got to fight.
It's physical, right? It's got to be physical.
We got to fight.
But that's also why men are so reluctant to make it physical.
Because you're the same motherfucker square up and still don't fight,
right?
Because both of them know. Look, well, first of all, they waiting to see who throw the first punch, and then everybody like, look, I'm not gonna catch that shot either.
So, but that's something that, you know, these dudes out here, y'all got to stop putting yourself at risk for foolishness.
Nonsense. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Y'all can be mad at me. Fuck it. I don't care. Look, black women, we love you. Love you. But we love ourselves more. And we're not going to be putting up with the unrealistic, dumb, romantic stuff of you guys think you could just put us in danger and we're just supposed to go throw ourselves out there. Like that, like we some fake ass Supermans, right? And do that shit. No, I know. I thought about that because I got the shirt on, but nah, man, we ain't. Look, we black men. We're not obligated. We're not obligated to put ourselves in harm's way for some dumb shit. Now, if the woman is actually in danger for some real shit, yes. But you can't, women, black women. You can't go start stuff. Or be a part of some crazy dumb shit and then try to bring your brother, your sister, or your brother, your cousin, your daddy, or whatever dude, your boyfriend, try to bring that guy in to help clean up your mess that you fucked up. Men, y'all better stop just reacting and ask questions. Well, what's going on? Who started it? What did you do?
And see, that's the funny part to me, right? Women are supposed to be the emotional ones. But it seemed to me like it's a lot of dudes out here running off emotional fumes. Like, where's the logic in this shit? Right? Like, where's the logic?
Because he's soft. Look, man, we got a bunch of soft ass men out here. Bunch of soft ass men out here who are extra emotional because they lack the proper amount of manhood in their lives.
And I'm gonna also say this. If you an emotional ass man, you probably can't fight.
Well, nah, those are the people who gonna shoot.
Cause I tell you, I've been in a lot of fights in my life. The person that's the calmest usually wins.
Bruce Lee tell you, man, don't get angry. When you in combat, you don't get angry. The person who get angry have a cloudy mind.
Yeah, not only you got a cloudy mind, cloudy vision, you sluggish. You, all of that shit is happening. Anybody that's been trained in fighting knows that emotions are the enemy of being good at fighting. So, you play to your strength. If our strength is supposed to be our logic and our analytical abilities and our ability to stay in emotional control, use that. Ask questions. Figure things out. And then if you get to the point where it has to get physical, still don't get emotional. Because you getting emotional gonna have you getting blindsided by some shit that you ain't even see coming.
I'm just saying, man. Y'all keep defending bullshit if you want to. Here it is. But hey, man. The only thing I could think of to come to mind to say at this point.
Ain't that right, Will Smith?
Even in that clip, he emotional.
Hey, but all in all, I feel bad for Chris for what happened. I do feel bad for Will because Will is a victim in this. Even though Will is not a victim of what happened that night of the Oscars, overall he's a victim. And Jada Pinkett is the antagonist. Jada Pinkett is the bad guy. If this was a horror movie, Jada Pinkett would be like Freddy Krueger. Imagine like Freddy Krueger and Jason and Michael Myers and all the other motherfuckers and Chucky motherfuckers who keep coming back, but an angry black woman and like that.
Okay.
That motherfucker would never die. That motherfucker killing everybody. Because they mad at everybody. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know some people are gonna be mad at me about that one, but I don't care. It's I just feel like it's time for us to stop sweeping stuff under the rug and start telling the truth. Yeah, taking the band-aid off the wound, it hurts, but you got to get some air on it so it can heal. And as long as we keep trying to protect black women's feelings,
yeah,
we're not gonna grow.
Right. And protection goes both ways. And I know a lot of men out there think that we don't need to be protected by a woman. Bullshit. If that's your thoughts, you, in my opinion, you ain't ready for adult relationships. People in relationships protect each other.
Yeah.
And yeah. Where is his protection?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just saying, man, look, black women are not above reproach, just like black men are. And I know somebody looking at this might say, well, what about the black men? Look, like I tell people all the time, how long we've been talking shit about black men? I'm 38 years old. All my life, all I've been hearing that black men ain't shit and why black men ain't shit. Not saying black women ain't shit, but black women been fucking up. And it's time for us to talk about it so we can rectify this, so we can move forward as a community. Unless y'all cool with how with being fractured. And if y'all cool with being fractured, then fuck it. And we just continue doing what we doing and winning with the people we winning with. So if your life ain't where it's supposed to be, you know, show fuck. Show fuck. Yeah. Hey, man, any last words you got for this?
Nah, man, we were just shooting the shit, so consider the shit shot.
It's shot.
Ain't that right, Will Smith?